Welcome to Win with Richardson & Richardson. What's important now? Success in business most often comes down to hard work, not by silver bullets and quick fixes. It's knowing where to focus that hard work that's key to winning. Join sales prospecting expert and three-time seven-figure business founder Carrie Richardson and managing partner of R&R Consulting and former owner of Doberman Technologies, Ian Richardson, for radical honesty regarding strategic planning, accountability, and execution that will get you the systematic results you're working toward. Let's get into today's episode. Thought leader and your host, Carrie Richardson.
Hello and welcome to Win. I'm your host, Ian Richardson from Richardson & Richardson Consulting. And today I have Dave Poole, the Director of Sales and Marketing for Solutions Granted. Dave, how's it going, man?
It's going well. How you doing, Ian?
I'm good. I am keeping awareness of the horse right now.
Yes, Dave, yes, is, beware of the horse.
Beware of the horse. Dave's an Army vet that began his IT services journey back in 2008. In his first IT services firm, he was able to move the company from doing break fix to leveraging a more robust and profitable managed IT services support strategy. He exited that business in 2013. In the years that followed, he's been concentrating on expanding sales and marketing, that key business growth driver for multiple organizations, helping them navigate and win in an evolving world of business-to-business IT marketing. He then moved into one of the big four RMM vendors, where he ran a national sales team, held a senior marketing manager position. In this role, he launched their global customer marketing program and platform. Now he's the Director of Sales and Marketing at Solutions Granted, and that is an awesome organization we're going to talk quite a bit around on. Dave, say hello, and you know what? If we're going to start this off, you got to tell us about the horse.
Awesome. No, it's great to be here. Thanks for the intro. Yeah, so every year, as we go to different shows and events, these IT conferences, we like to have a shirt that we can give out that's kind of cool. It hits on cybersecurity some way. Last year was Breach Patrol. It was really cool. You look at it, you thought it said Beach Patrol, but it actually said Breach Patrol with a white. So we really had fun with that. So this year we had to do something really good. We did an internal contest. So it was really fun, like getting a lot of engagement from our SOC analysts and other people in the company. And one of the guys came up with this and just absolutely love it. You know, the Trojan horse, beware. It just works. It just works. And I like the big warning when I'm on anything that's getting recorded, that always stands out.
Well, and it's funny too. You know, we kind of blazed past it right there, but that how important is team engagement, team alignment, and an activity that everybody, like those things, it costs nothing to put on. You were doing it anyways, and by throwing it out there and getting everyone excited, you create that camaraderie. There's like the friendly competition versus the name and shame competition about metrics performance or whatever. This is just like a, hey, we're all just going to vote on our favorite shirt. Like, what an awesome way to build culture.
It was a lot of fun. It's fun to see what people come up with, where their head is in the space, what they're thinking of. It's also fun to see the person who wins beat out their boss for something. It's kind of fun there, you know.
It's always fun to take the boss to task, right? That was at my IT company, man, when someone would come in and be like, hey, what do you think about this problem? And I'd go, oh, I don't know, because I'm distracted. And they circle back around and like, hey, I solved it. Congratulations, you beat the boss. You're the winner today. Hey, when you and I had spoke, with Win, we always follow format here, and it's what's important now in business. And the three things that we see consistently that are important in business are challenges, achievements, and opportunities. And when you and I were talking, there was a couple of big challenges in the space that were going on. You had mentioned that Solutions Granted, which is an MSSP, for those who might not know, when Solutions Granted first started down that road, hey, you're the only one at the table. You're at a show and someone's like, what? A pay-as-you-go security vendor. Hey, like, take my money. And now there's, every Tom, Dick, and Harry's there. You got 20 people in the show hall that are all advertising that they do the same thing, even if they don't. And how do you break through? How do you tackle the challenge of standing out in a crowded, packed marketplace and show diversification, especially when all of us IT guys have been doing such a good job at saying, don't you dare click that email. Don't you read it. Delete it.
Right. Simplifying our message, I think was real important. So in a crowded space, a complicated message can get kind of muddy with all the other messaging. So one of the big things that I did early on was try to simplify and streamline some of our messaging and some of the way that we're presenting ourselves initially. And also creating more conversations, finding ways of creating conversation. Now, that's obviously difficult. That brings its own unique challenge because everybody's trying to have a conversation, right? But really getting our message out, make it clear who we are, what makes us different, also not changing with the times, right? So we're still channel only. A lot of these MSSPs are now selling to end customers and they're marketing to end customers. We all remember, I'm not going to mention the four-letter name of that vendor when all of us owned an MSP and they started marketing to our customers. I mean, that's something I dealt with. But I think it's really key. Being who we are, our founder and CEO is who he is. He is the face of the company, Michael Green, and he people know who he is, and we have not deviated, right? So we are who we are. We're not chasing after something new. Security is security. We're not going to water it down, and we're not going to go to end customers. And just staying true to that same message, I think has been real important.
That consistency in messaging, Carrie, my far better half and business partner, always proselytizes that you got to bang the same drum at the same beat at the same rhythm. And it like when I've looked through the Managed Sales Pros blog, that's exactly what she's been doing. She's been writing like, hey, dial the phone more in some way, shape, or form about cold calling for 8 years straight. But it's the same message that's never had a deviation. It's never been different because it takes so many interactions for a prospect to say yes, right? Like that you're having the same conversation with someone 10, 12 times before they finally it hits them. Has that been your experience too?
It is, and if you start deviating or your message sounds watered down or you're trying something that isn't really who you are because you're hoping you get a different response, you sound disingenuous, right? And people sniff through that. They okay, why is this person telling me something that doesn't align with what he told me before? But you're right, beating that drum, the same message, being genuine. And just staying true to who you are will be received in the market. I believe. I mean, it seems to be working.
100%. 100%. You and I also talked about one of my absolute favorite topics to dive into, and that is the challenge of the cross-sell upsell. No one company just does one thing. Everybody has multiple services or products that they might offer that they different service lines. How do you attack the challenge of cross-sell upsell to your current clients? How are you making sure that you keep that wallet share when something else comes up to bid?
So I'm going to reiterate one thing that we said previously was being genuine to who we are. We want to take care of the MSP security, and we want to make sure that their customers are protected. So if there's a gap, we want to make sure we're having the conversation about it, right? Like, hey, we're handling your endpoint, why would you be under attack because you're getting phishing emails when you're not protecting against that? Like, let's talk about that. But then in lies the challenge. It's having that conversation. The initial conversation is difficult, but the follow-up, right? That cross-sell, upsell, re-engaging with an existing partner can be equally challenging. Why? Because how many emails do we all get? Like, all day, all day, all day emails. What's real information? What's noise? What do I care about? And that is a challenge, right? It's engaging with our customers and making sure that they know that we're reaching out because we care, right? Our customers are partners. They are, like, internally, externally, we refer to them as partners. We believe that security requires a partnership. We believe that there's shared responsibility, but having that conversation about that shared responsibility and about that partnership is key. But finding ways to engage and get in front of them and figure out, okay, do I have a channel account manager call them? Do I send them an email? Do I invite them to a webinar? Do I engage with them on social media? And the answer is yes to yes. all of it.
To all of them. Not some of them, all of them.
Because some people respond. Some people do read emails and respond, but not all, not many. It's a small subset. Some people only do social media. I know when I had my MSP, if someone messaged me on LinkedIn, I knew that I knew them and I would pay attention to that message. Whereas I might let 100 emails come in and maybe I'll get to them, or actually back then have an assistant deal with it. Like, I will pay attention to that message. So some people respond to social media. Some people want you to call them. They'll pick up a phone. And some people love a webinar, so make sure the invite's out there for a webinar. So the answer is yes to all of it, and it's being intentional, and it's beating. I'm going to start using your term, beating that drum. I like that. Making sure that we're in front of the customer and letting them know that we care. We are their partner. We're here for them. We're not just trying to sell them something. And if we believe something isn't adequate from a security perspective, you know, being real and being genuine and honest about it.
It's almost becoming that by making sure that you've got that consistent presence, it's like you don't hear anyone say, I need an adhesive bandage. I need a Band-Aid. Right. Like that's the goal. Right. Like
I need a Kleenex.
I need to look at security. I need to look at some sort of cybersecurity. You know what? We need to call Solutions Granted about this problem. That's the response you're trying to trigger, is that they just pick up the phone and say, hey, Dave, like, I don't know where to go, but here's our problem. Who do I talk to?
And it's important for MSPs to understand that, right? You know, our partners are reaching out to their customers. And you know, yes, I have a background in sales and marketing. I've been doing this for years and years. Maybe for someone that hasn't been, helping them understand, hey, you know, it just because you said it doesn't mean they heard you or they're going to respond if they did hear you. So being consistent, getting out there constantly. We need to reach out to our partners consistently. They need to reach out their customers consistently. Everybody needs to be doing that, especially in security, because it's so important to get that message out.
Yeah. Yeah, all marketing relies on consistency above all. Thinking about achievements and things like that, you guys have had some pretty amazing impact in the channel. You'd mentioned to me that the team surpassed deployed licensing goals. You guys have blown past those, and that you've got a new goal. And the important thing about this goal, when we were talking about it, is that it is a sensible, sane, scalable amount of growth. And right. Those three words, right? It's like the triple S combo: sensible, sane, and scalable. How are you guys setting those goals as a team, and how are you recognizing it when you hit them?
Yeah, so number one is we're excited about what we've achieved, right? And we actually had some goals from some of our software vendors on our underlying technology, like, hey, you think you could reach this by the end of the year? And a month later, they're calling us like, oh, it looks like you're going to blow this out. Like, we need to, I mean, maybe we need a bigger goal. it's a good problem to have, right?
No, you're not allowed to move the goalpost. I want to see how far I blow past it, please.
No, it's great to have, and it's good to have those goals. It's good to track them and look at them, and also dealing with my team and understanding, you know, the consistency. It gets back to some of that consistency, right? And reaching out and talking to our partners and making sure they understand what's changed in the threat landscape. And if we can have those consistent conversations, and if we reach out, and if we're meeting new opportunities at shows and getting our messaging out and putting all those pieces together of our entire marketing plan, right? All those pieces in place, it's all coming in. And then it's about consistent sales follow-up, but it's strategic and paced, you know, follow-up. It's not like, hey, today I'm going to make 10 calls, tomorrow I'm going to make 300. I mean, you've got to have that consistency. And it's understanding as we grow and as we deal with all the challenges that businesses have, right? It's growth and people and all of that that comes with it. But understanding what we can onboard and where we can, you know, how many customers we can bring in. And it's interesting too, because one partner with 10,000 endpoints or 10 partners with 1,000 each, that's different, right? And yeah. So understanding if we're working on a larger opportunity that we have more capacity to onboard than a bunch of smaller partners because of the duplication of efforts. So those
are on the back half. So it might be more up front, but on the back half, the 10,000, the 10,000 partners sometimes are a little more appealing, because if one of those partners happens to leave, right, knock wood, but if one of them happens to leave, it's only 1/10 of that revenue versus the whale that causes some strain and constraint. So it's interesting how that flip-flop. We felt the same way at my MSP, right? You always like those big whales who come in because it's, oh, look at all this cash. And you almost get punch drunk from the cash. And it's just onboarding the one customer. It doesn't take that much longer to do the 100 endpoint site versus the 520s. But man, when that 100 endpoint site gets bought and that 100 endpoint site walks out the door with 30 days notice and then that revenue disappears, that's a hole.
I think that's super important. Like, MSPs have to be mindful of that. And that was one thing that we dealt with our MSP when we were growing that business was, okay, we've got this one customer that, A, I don't really want them, but they do make up for a lot of revenue. Like, even if we wanted them to go away, we couldn't afford for them to go away. And then I saw other competitors or friends of mine and peer groups and all that, like, oh my goodness, I lost one customer and that was 60% of my business. Like, really? You built a business around one? Like, yeah, I'm going to have to let staff go. Like, diversifying, you know, making sure that you've got more customers. And don't just be happy. You need to sell a market. You need to get more in. I remember one point we were over 90% medical at one point, and I was concerned with just having one industry. So we actually marketed specifically to legal and manufacturing for a year. We didn't even want to bring on a medical client, and we actually brought on enough, and we brought that down to about 53% of our customer base being medical. We're like, okay, that's sustainable. If that market gets a major impact, of course, I looked like a genius when they changed Medicare reimbursements and they had to scale back. And we're like, oh, that's okay. But if we had to do a scale back on 90% of our customer base, that would have not been pretty.
Yeah, commiseration. My old MSP, we were a big healthcare shop, and we went through a rodeo for over a couple of years where just mergers and acquisitions and private equity smashed account after account after account. No one was leaving unhappy. Everyone was like, well, we wish we could bring you, but they've got corporate. It's a nationwide PE firm. So there's no way to compete with that. And just revenue base can evaporate. Industry base can evaporate. And thinking about that, and we kind of just scratched on it, is around opportunities. The third thing we always like to talk about is opportunity. And you and I had a really interesting conversation around competition. And we're not going to throw shade here. This is a positive only space, but there's a competitor. And this was one of those ones where you say, you know what? This is a good competitor. These guys got it dialed in. They're doing things right. Like, I got no problem with this competitor. There wasn't a displacement opportunity. You knew you could provide service to their customers, but there's no reason they would leave, right? Like, unless there's just no reason they would leave. But you kept an eye on them. And just periodically watched, and as every business experiences, they hit a bump in service delivery. And service delivery started to slip more. And you did some market validation around that, had the list of the pain points of some people who left the competitor, came to you. And then if someone called you, or if you had a lead or whatever, and they indicated they're working with that competitor, it's like, hey, you know, a lot of the people I've been talking with have been having this struggle. Are you having that struggle? We solved that. Here's how. Talk to me about the concept of the battle card, which is common in software, and not common in a lot of other services. It certainly wasn't common in my MSP. We didn't have them for years and years about our competitors. Talk to me about the battle card.
So it's really interesting. So had a situation, and I've had multiple meetings where someone says, hey, we have vendor X. I guess we'll call them vendor X for now. Oh, okay, great. I know they do a great job. Glad you're happy with them. Is there anything else we can do for you? Because I don't think we're going to displace them. We'll talk about something else, or no, we're good. And then having that knowledge, that information, right? And going into the next meeting, and the partner says, oh, we have vendor X. Oh, how's that working out for you? Oh, it's working out great. Okay, so you're not experiencing this, and this, and showing them the breakdown of what they're doing that I'd recently learned about versus how we handle things. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're actually dealing with all that. It's a bit of a headache. Okay. But you're happy with them, or are you just happy because you aren't aware someone does it differently? And being open and just asking the question. Yeah, we just kind of figured this is how security vendors work, and it's a progression in the market because it's grown. No, like that vendor is doing it this way. Whatever is affecting their service delivery, this is how we do it. This is how we've done it for 10 years, 20 years. And now we're having a real conversation about how we can solve the pain points that I know they're dealing with. And now they're openly sharing with me, which normally they were just closed off. No, we're good. We're happy. We've got so-and-so. And now every conversation I've had in the last, month or two has been fantastic.
Because you got that battle card, because you got that displacement, because like it's showing
knowledge is power.
Yeah, it's showing that you understand, like, oh yeah, you're here, so you're probably dealing with XYZ. How do you know so much about me? But when you're able to demonstrate understanding, people just open up. Like, it's that vulnerability breeds trust, but understanding breeds trust too. People want to know that you hear them and that you understand them and that you can empathize with them.
And I think it's real important for them to hear that they're not the only one dealing with that struggle, because, hey, I just met with another MSP last week that was dealing with the same struggle from the same vendor. This is how we solve their pain. And they're like, oh, wow, they were dealing with it. They don't have to deal with it anymore. Why should I deal with it anymore? And it's a great conversation.
Yep. Well, Dave, we're coming up on the bottom of the time that we have here. Everyone, this has been What's Important Now. And Dave Pohl is the Senior Director of Sales and Marketing over at Solutions Granted. You can see Solutions Granted at solutionsgranted.com. You could definitely connect with Dave over on LinkedIn. He's active and aware over there. You can see Solutions Granted at all types of shows, including the ASCII circuit. And you name the show, they're probably going to be there. They'll be at CompTIA in August in Chicago near my neck of the woods. Again, I'm Ian Richardson from Richardson & Richardson Consulting. You can visit us at rndr.consulting. Hit us up on LinkedIn. You can grab time on my calendar, read our blogs, check out WIN or any of our multiple webinar series. As always, appreciate y'all tuning in. And Dave, thank you for joining us on here.
Been great being here. Thanks, Ian.
All right. Until next time, take it easy.
You've been listening to WIN with Richardson & Richardson. What's important now? We're so glad you've joined us and know you're one step closer to winning big in your business too. We'd love to connect with you outside of the show. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to connect@rnr.consulting. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast so you'll easily know when new episodes are available. Until next time, you can win, and we're here to help.